7:43 is the time. Tal is in Holborn. Tal, what would you like to say?
Hi, James. Thanks so much. I'm a Labour Party member and I also sit on the Board of Deputies Executive Committee.
Crikey, tough times. Tough times for you, Tal.
Tough times indeed. Yeah, difficult times. And what I was telling to all my friends and people who know me, why I'm not leaving the Labour Party is because I said that the anti-Semites should leave the Labour Party, not myself.
Yes.
I'm there to fight, you know, and to keep the social justice value of Labour and to promote them and not let the anti-Semites to...
Are they anti-Semites, though, Tal? I mean, they might be virulent and, in your view, horribly misinformed critics of Israel. When do they become anti-Semites?
I will tell you that it's very, very clear when they become anti-Semites. There is the EU working definition of anti-Semitism. If someone compares Jews or Israelis to the Nazis, this is anti-Semitism. If someone denying Jews the right to self-determination in the state of Israel, this is anti-Semitism.
What about when Benjamin Netanyahu says the Holocaust wasn't Hitler's idea? What's that?
Well, it was a poor quote by Netanyahu.
Well, come on, mate. You can't call someone one person's an anti-Semite and the other fellow's a poor call.
Yeah, I called him out on this, but we are here to discuss Ken Livingstone, not Netanyahu.
That's a fair point, but because you can't, really, any more than I can or the lovely lady earlier could. He does stick a bit of a spanner in the works if you're looking for ethical consistency. How come the Prime Minister of Israel is allowed to cite Hitler to make a political point, but Ken Livingstone isn't?
Well, I'm here not to defend Mr. Netanyahu. I'm here to discuss what Mr. Livingstone...
All right, well, say Netanyahu was just as bad.
Livingstone said, and Ken, unfortunately, he has a track record in offending Jews, and he claims he never saw any anti-Semitism in the party for his 47 years being a member. Let me just remind you, when he stood for mayor in 2012, he was part of a panel of Jewish hustings in North London, and he said, Jews vote Tory because they are rich. This is classic anti-Semitism, which implies that Jews have money, Jews control the media, Jews control the financial system, and that's why they vote
this
for
is
it.
My, so let me tell you my problem. Tal, it's such a pungent phrase, anti-Semitism. To say that rich people are more likely to vote conservative is not in any way controversial. You insert the word Jewish into that sentence. Rich Jewish people are more likely to vote conservative. There's a large part of me that doesn't see why it has to become any more controversial than not having the word Jewish in that sentence. And then you leap from that to accusations that he would change his opinion of a human being based upon whether or not he'd been born into a certain faith or not. And I can't go with you on that, personally. That's my personal position. I can't quite make that leap from thinking that because he's spoken ill-advisedly, but not necessarily inaccurately about how rich people vote, whether they're Jewish or whether they're Muslims or whether they're Christians or whether they're atheists, Zoroastrians, I don't know, humanists, to conclude from that he hates you because you're a Jew, how do you make that leap, my friend?
I didn't say that he hates me personally because I'm a Jew.
He's an anti-Semite. He hates all Jews.
But what he said was anti-Semitic because
rich people vote Tory.
It invokes the blood libel from the 19th and the 20th
century. So rich people don't vote Tory.
I don't know what rich people do or don't.
I'll show you the research that shows. That's why the phrase "champagne socialist" is so popular, because left-wing people aren't supposed to
vote for the Labour Party and for the Liberal Democrats and for UKIP and for other parties. They don't just vote for the Tory party.
You don't think that to state that the wealthier people in this society are more likely to vote for the Conservative Party than the Labour Party is just a stone cold truth.
You say that Jews vote Tory because they are rich.
Yeah, which is the same as saying rich people vote Tory.
No, it's not the same.
Okay, and that for me is the point of departure, because it seems you're determined to see anti-Semitism, and you don't need to try so hard to find it in the context of the conversation we're having about Hitler, but then you bring Netanyahu into the picture and you don't want to have that conversation either. I respect you you sit on the Labour Party and the Jewish Labour Board. You've got your work cut out, and I applaud you for stating, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to get rid of the problem. But if that's your definition of what the problem is, rich people are more likely to vote Tory, whether they're Jews or not, I would add, in brackets, maybe I'm trying too hard to see it as not being anti-Semitic. But then we come to the Hitler comments, which are stone cold bigoted. What I can't do, what you can't do, what I don't think anyone listening can do, is come up with a really neat encapsulation of how Netanyahu claiming that Hitler didn't come up with the idea of the Holocaust isn't in some way similar to Ken Livingstone bringing Hitler into a conversation about Zionism. I think they're equally rancid. But that's because I am objective, and I'm not on either side. And that's why I'll remind you once again, I am both anti-Semitic, according to my inbox today, and a tool of the international Zionist conspiracy. When do I get my check?